It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
When another person breaks his or her relationship with you, cutting you deeply and stepping way over the line, what are you to do? This is the question we'll seek to answer in this 11th episode in our series, Reclaiming Forgiveness. We introduced a map for forgiveness a few podcasts back. Now, consulting our map for forgiveness, you orient yourself in your journey toward reconciliation. Your finger lands on your present position, and the coordinates read, God is calling you to express unconditional love to the other person. You read the words, but you just don't know how to live them. You say, how can I exercise this kind of love? How can I love when it hurts so much? Even asking these questions tempts you to give up and forget the whole thing. Let's look at four practices of a grace-filled posture that can equip you for this journey. But first, why do I say grace-filled posture? Well, this is a posture of your soul that reveals your need for and willingness to receive God's grace. In this posture, we admit that none of us has what it takes. None of us has it in us. We must receive grace or we just can't do it. Dallas Willard describes this grace as, quote, God acting in our life to bring about results beyond human ability, end quote. Let me introduce you to four dynamic invitations now that you can experience in this grace-filled posture. The first invitation is this. You are invited to approach. Sometimes we may wonder if God really understands what we're experiencing. God has revealed himself as Jesus Christ, and that means that God, in flesh, has experienced firsthand insults and mockery, betrayal and injustice, threats and abuse. Be assured, he understands our experiences. Here's what we read in Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16 concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, God in flesh. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Now in this posture, you approach the one who understands and who provides the needed grace, in this case, the grace to love the other person, the offender. Here's the second invitation. You're invited to be searched. We're often quick to judge the fault of others and slow to see our own. The grace-filled posture draws us to pray the words of Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. The psalmist writes, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous, any hurtful, any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, in the stillness, wait patiently for God's answer. Is there something of your attitudes, words, or actions that he brings to your attention, something that bubbles up to the surface of your memory? Deal with it before God. This aspect of the grace-filled posture leads us toward making us aware of the need to maintain a transparent and clean heart before God. It also leads us towards being shaped to value relationship and to model God's true forgiveness. Also to remove barriers to reconciliation that are within our power to remove. First, approach. Second, an invitation to be searched. And thirdly, you're invited to entrust. At this point, you may begin to take the place of those Peter speaks of, those being treated unjustly. We read about them in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 to 25. In this context, Jesus is our example, 1 Peter 2, verses 20 to 23, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. And the one who judges justly is, of course, God, his Father, and our Father. You are called not to retaliate, but to entrust yourself to your Father in heaven. With all the unresolved messiness and pain of circumstances, in this you yield yourself to God, trusting him not only to set things right in the future, but also to provide his grace to continue living in a godlike way in the present. And here's the fourth invitation. You're invited to be transformed. Jesus experienced offenses, and his posture was one of unconditional love toward the offenders. For you to do the same as a follower of Jesus requires God's grace active in your life to bring about results beyond your human ability. In this grace, he empowers you to love an offender without condition. Loving someone who has offended you transforms you from a reactor into a proactor. Instead of reacting in anger and bitterness toward an offender, you begin proacting in God's own healing and life-giving ways. This was explored in greater depth earlier in the podcast, Love is Active. We began with the question, how can I exercise this kind of love? Here are those grace-filled postures again. You're invited to approach. You're invited to approach the Lord Jesus, our great high priest who has experienced everything that you are suffering. You're invited to be searched by the God who seeks and sees all things and reveals them to the willing. You're invited to entrust yourself as our Lord did. Entrust all your grievances to the one who judges justly and will ultimately resolve everything. And you're invited to be transformed by the God of all grace, who sees, knows, and cares for you. Hopefully, these grace-filled postures will point you in the direction you need to travel in God's process of rebuilding broken relationships.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.